You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Lansing spent much of 2014 debating the crumbling roads and how to find the money to fix them, one of the strongest voices calling for action was that of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. We've often spoken with Executive Director Rich Studley here on Stateside as he expressed the group's frustration with Lansing's inability to figure out a road funding solution. Rich Studley is with us now. Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon.
I still remember your very memorable and perfectly put quote last June when the state Senate couldn't cough up any kind of a road funding solution. And your words were, nobody's being asked to build a spaceship to Mars, that this is something lawmakers across the country do on a regular basis. And now we have Proposal 1 up for a vote on May 5th. Why is the Michigan Chamber staying neutral, especially when you've been so vocal about the need to fix the roads?
I think across the state, almost everyone agrees we need to fix the roads, and I'm confident that sooner or later that will happen. Instead of pursuing a legislative solution, at the end of last year, the governor and legislative leaders chose to put a proposal on the ballot. That proposal is an amendment to the state constitution, and tie-barred or linked to that proposed amendment to the state constitution are about 10 different bills or pieces of legislation. If the ballot proposal is approved, an increase in the sales tax would take effect along with related legislation. If it's not approved, back to the drawing board. The challenge for the Michigan Chamber is that for over 30 years, we've been very member-driven and policy-focused. That's why in the past we have been a strong advocate to fix the roads and improve public transit. The direction we've received from our members in the past has been to pursue that policy objective through the legislative process with user fees. Now voters have a very important decision to make on May 5th, and we've spent the last 2 months here at the Michigan Chamber gathering information from a wide range of sources, listening very carefully to all of our members, and this week we completed that comprehensive review process and announced that within the Michigan Chamber's membership, and here at the State Chamber we have a very large and diverse membership. We represent companies of every size and type in all 83 of Michigan's counties, that although there's strong agreement that we need to fix the roads, there is not a consensus or strong agreement within our membership to either support or oppose Proposal 1 on May 5th. So we announced that we would not be taking a position for or against the ballot proposal. Between now and May 5th, the role that we will play is educational or informational. We will be working to educate and inform our members about the content of the ballot proposal so that business people are prepared to get out and vote on May 5th and to participate in that important decision.
If we were talking last year and we were looking into a crystal ball, would you be surprised to realize that the membership had decided that you're going to stay neutral on this because the road funding was so important?
Well, there was strong agreement or a consensus within our membership to pursue a legislative solution to this problem. When the governor and legislative leaders chose to address the issue by going to the ballot, for years and years here at the Michigan Chamber, whenever an issue transitions from the legislative process to the ballot, we go back to our members. And I think it's understandable that people look at a proposed amendment to the state constitution and have questions or concerns. The state's constitution is our most important political document. And I think part of the challenge here is the complexity of the proposed solution, that there are a number of laws that are tie-barred or linked to this. So it's a complicated proposal, but it is a very important proposal. And I think people of goodwill can look at this ballot proposal and reach different conclusions. And frankly, for an organization like ours, that was also part of the challenge. We have some members who support the proposal, others who are opposed, and many are still undecided about the proposal. Typically, when we weigh in on a ballot proposal, is a consensus or a high level of agreement, and there just isn't that consensus or high level of agreement within our membership at this time.
You have been all along in this process pretty open in praising Governor Snyder for this battle that he's waging, an uphill battle, to try to fix the roads. And now he is trying to get Prop 1 passed because what we hear is if it doesn't pass, there's no Plan B. I'm just wondering, why not give him a boost with the chamber's support rather than taking no position at all?
Michigan Chamber members and staff are very supportive of Governor Rick Snyder. But now the question before us is a proposed amendment to the state constitution and related legislation. Again, there's just not a consensus or strong agreement within our membership on the content of the proposal. So it's not about the process or personalities. It's about the ballot proposal itself, the direction that we have received after listening to our members and carefully evaluating the proposal is we think the most important role for us to play is to educate and inform business people. Whatever the decision is on May 5th, we want to encourage people to get out and vote so that a strong message is sent to Lansing.
It might seem, kind of looking at this action, that Michigan's business community does indeed want the roads fixed, but maybe doesn't want to put skin in the game by supporting an increase in the state sales tax from 6 to 7%. Is that any kind of a fair view?
I can't speak for other groups other than to note that within the business community, there are other organizations that we work with on a regular basis, and some are in favor and some are opposed, and many organizations have either not taken a position or do not plan to take a position and are also playing an educational or informational role. In that regard, business people are not unlike the general electorate. Almost everyone wants to fix the roads. The question is Proposal 1 on May 5th the right way to go about it? If you believe that's the case, you should vote yes. If you believe that that's not the right way to go about solving this problem, then you have another option available. And it's really not our role at this point to encourage people to vote yes or vote no. It is just to encourage people to study the proposal carefully, listen to the arguments for and against, and make sure that they get out and vote on May 5th. Whatever the result is, we would hope that it's a clear and strong message.
And if Prop 1 loses after May 5th, what action do you see the chamber taking? How will you get back in the road funding fight?
Well, first, I don't want to speculate on the outcome of the election. Frankly, I just don't know whether this proposal will pass or fail, and that really wasn't a part of our thinking. As I mentioned earlier, across the state, I think there's strong agreement that we need to fix the roads and improve public transit. So if the proposal is approved, the issue will be addressed. If the proposal is not approved, the problem won't go away, and in fact, it will get worse. The legislature and the administration will need to go back to the drawing board.
Rich Studley is the executive director of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.